You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Loose Change by Shoreboy. We've got Beth and Lily from the band on the line. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
But
chilly.
Chilly. Nice. Yeah. Well, I have to say, I always feel bad when we talk to people on Zoom because we don't have a camera in the studio, but I really enjoyed being able to watch you guys lip syncing to your own song. It was very endearing just then. So
we didn't put that on for you. A little pre-show, yeah, a little tester.
Love it. You guys are headed our way. You're going to be playing tonight, in fact, at the Wine Cellar, which is pretty lovely. Tell us a wee bit about what you guys have been working on, because this show is called Testing If You Like This. Does this mean it's all new material? What's the vibe?
Yeah, we like wrote a bunch of songs and realized we wanted to take them on tour to see if people like them. Pretty literal on our end.
Nothing quite super creative. Title, really.
But yeah, I would say like a 80% new set, and we dragged some of the old bangers along because, you know, can't do a show without them. But mostly new music, which is terrifying, but really fun.
That is really fun. I think that's also a really great way to see if something, you know, works in all the different contexts, because when you're just recording and writing, you don't necessarily know how it's going to land. Sometimes that's fine. Mm. Different songs work in different contexts, but you guys seem to me like a band that really loves the live aspect of what you do. Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like super enjoyable when, you know, you play a song for the first time and you can see, even if it's connecting or it's kind of working with a few people, for me that's like confirmation that we've done it right. And connecting is totally different, like looks totally different to many people. Some people, me included, like to enjoy a show usually just like fully immersed, standing there not really dancing because I'm listening too hard,
just in the zone.
And yeah it's real normal.
Take it.
Yeah. But yeah, just knowing that people enjoy it, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's a pretty lovely thing. You guys have really been working hard because you've produced a lot of great music recently. You play a lot of shows all the time. What is it for you guys that means a song is ready to go, whatever that looks like? How do you know when something feels like a sure boy song, not just some ideas that you've thrown together at band practice?
Oh, I would say sometimes you just got to go for it. You got to give it a go, see what happens. We've definitely played songs, like had songs in the rotation and then taken them out because we've just felt, you know, we haven't been enjoying them or for whatever reason. But I think most of the time, if we just love playing them together and we can't, you know, still enjoying playing them at practice, we got to play them live.
I think we're pretty good at just giving them a go in the live setting as well because,
no one's going to boo it, you know?
You'd hope not. You'd hope not.
What if I just think that? Yeah, tonight is going to be brutal. Yeah, I think we do like a lot of fleshing out the songs in a live setting. Like, I think a lot of changes come from us playing the songs live and kind of working out between ourselves what actually works in that setting.
Yeah, good point.
That's awesome. And how many years have you guys been doing the Sure Boy thing now? How long since it's kind of been a project that you've created?
200 years.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah pretty much.
I think 4 years. I think since 2020. Potentially a bit earlier with like small things, but I would say roughly 4 years.
Yeah, I think I joined towards the end of 2020.
It's a really interesting time to kind of come up as a band because, you know, a lot of that a lot of that period was not really live music appropriate. And it does feel like you popped out of some of these lockdowns with like fully formed ideas and sounds and kind of like realized thoughts. Where do you sort of see yourselves going? What are you hoping from this tour, trying out this new material, you get on the other side of this?
I mean, like exactly that, like kind of popping out the end with this music a bit more actualized and a bit more full and confident in itself so that we can record it and get it, you know, put out as soon as possible. I think it's just a really good way for that to happen and to have an even deeper love for the music at the same time because you've connected it with, you know, playing with people. I'm playing it for people live.
Yeah, totally. I'm excited for you guys and I'm excited for the show tonight. It is at the Wine Cellar and there are still a handful of second release tickets left if you go to Under the Radar. Sure Boy, testing if you like this tour. We're going to listen to a track from your last EP though. This is Better. Thank you both so much for speaking with us, Beth and Lily. Have a great gig tonight.
Thank you. So thanks for having us.
Tensions all we've got in common these days. I thought that you would like me better if I started hands and got high with only friends. I thought you'd like me better if I hung around in your part of town. You're not as cool as you seem to be.
Such a limited edition lemon tea. Oh, it's a shame it no longer looks good on me. Let's talk it out. Just enough to keep me waiting around. You think you want to be with me? I think you just need therapy. Don't mean to be so self-deprecating, but I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. Do you get a kick out of being a dick? Or is there something that I'm missing? I thought that you would like me better if I started a band and got high with all these friends. I thought you'd like me better if I hung around in your heart. It's down, you're not as cool as you seem to be. Went along with all the stupid shit that you say. Change your smile for a try, I love your time of the day. Went to all these shows and screamed the words that you wrote. Stood in the corner acting sad just to feed your ego. Could have loved me for a second or two, but I guess I never wanted that from you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.